The U.S. government has thrown literally trillions of dollars of taxpayer money into the banking system, yet the question remains, where is it all? While the U.S. government attempts to get the banks lending again, the trillions of dollars they have poured into the system is nowhere to be seen. Those of us in the know can see exactly where it is. It's sitting inside the Federal Reserve Bank. Yes, it's true, the feds have given out oodles of money, yet on the way to the lending store, the bank saw a better deal. Normally, U.S. banks have to keep $1 in cash at the Federal Reserve Bank for every dollar they lend out. These are their reserves. And normally, the Fed doesn't pay interest on those reserves. But in order to help liquefy the banks and basically give them more free money, the Federal Reserve has recently agreed to pay the banks 1.25% on any money they park there. Since the banks can borrow money from the Treasury Department, a different branch of the Fed, for no interest, and then park that money at the Federal Reserve for 1.25% interest, the banks see no reason to lend money to you and I. After all, our recent history of paying back money we borrow has been a little suspect lately. The bank's view is this. Why take a chance on lending money to Joe Sixpack and risking his default when he loses his job when they can borrow all the money they want at zero interest from the Treasury and deposit it risk-free at the Federal Reserve? That way, they yield 1.25% interest on money they borrowed from the Treasury for free. Truth really is stranger than fiction right now, when the banks get free money at one branch of the government and get paid interest for it by another. It sounds ludicrous, and the truth is it is. But that's what's been happening. The feds scratched their heads for months trying to figure out why the banks weren't lending. Yet anyone with any common sense could see the banks were only taking advantage of a risk-free way to make easy money in an otherwise very bad environment, and all handed to them on a platter by your Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve banking system. Now the feds see the problem they created, finally, and are trying other methods to entice the banks to lend to Joe Sixpack again. But that free Treasury money is still offered, as well as the interest from the feds, although they are dropping that interest as we speak. My fear is, when they do finally get the banks lending again, all that money parked at the Federal Reserve will indeed flow out into our economy, causing massive inflation. The feds and the Treasury are a bunch of inept clowns when you study their attempts to fix our economy. The only result I can see when the fix hits the fan is that you and I will really be in a fix, one they won't be able to fix, irregardless of their stupidity. Is it any wonder that the banking system is still insolvent, with trillions and trillions of dollars worth of derivatives held by the major banking system, and now the stress test yielding that many banks are insolvent, the feds continue to dump our taxpayer money into the system when they let the banks borrow money from the Treasury for free, and then pay them interest on it when parking it at the Federal Reserve? It sounds incredible that this happens, yet it does. We know that this money is being parked at the Federal Reserve because we can see the balances of the Federal Reserve at the Federal Reserve website. Normally, the Federal Reserve holds 600 to 800 billion of Treasury notes, but now they hold 600 to 800 billion of garbage subprime loans. But they also hold another $2 or $3 trillion worth of cash. Cash that the Treasury Department gave to the banks, and then the banks deposited at the Federal Reserve. It's no wonder that inflation hasn't hit the fan yet. That money is still parked, like being parked under your mattress. But when the banks do start lending again, and that couple of $1 trillion, together with the $5 or $6 trillion more they've poured in, finally hits the economy, we can expect inflation to run rampant. Indeed, we can see this problem right away in the bond market. U.S. government debt is becoming more expensive. In other words, if you want to sell U.S. government debt, you have to pay a higher interest. And this is indeed what we're seeing in the bond market. The bond traders know the U.S. can't print money forever, especially when they have policies such as free Treasury money given to the banks, which park it at the Federal Reserve and get paid interest. This sort of easy money policy and ineptness will be rewarded in the bond markets as interest rates spike. And when the banks do finally get lending again, you can see prices follow those interest rates as well. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. And if you'd like to get on our Money Matters update, just send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org. You'll get occasional market updates that will keep you abreast of what's happening in the economy. Send your email to moneymatters@kvmr.org and let us know you want on the update. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Cunaberdi for KVMR FM Radio.